Good morning. This is KWSO News. The Warm Springs Community COVID-19 update for Friday, January 21st reports 35 new cases of COVID-19 from 141 tests conducted on Thursday, January 20th at the Health and Wellness Center. Four positive tests were reported by outside facilities. There are currently five Warm Springs residents hospitalized with COVID-19. There is one presumptive case from a home test or in the home with a positive and symptomatic. There are 128 people with active COVID-19 and 49 close contacts receiving daily monitoring. In an email from Secretary Treasurer CEO Glendon Smith, he clarifies that the only employees who are required to get a COVID-19 test today are those in Governmental Affairs Department and any staff who was in the council chambers this past Tuesday, January 18th. All employees will return to work on Monday, January 24th. Home test kits are free, and in today's news on the KWSO website, there will be a link that you can go to and request your test kits. Only one person per household can request, and they send out four kits. Hundreds of Oregon residents are crying government overreach as officials at the state's health authority consider indefinitely extending the current indoor mask requirement. Currently, there is no set expiration date or specific metrics outlining when the rule would be lifted. More than 350 people, ranging from stay-at-home parents, registered nurses, a speech-language pathologist, teachers, business owners, and lifelong residents, both in rural and urban areas, attended a virtual public hearing Thursday and vehemently opposed the rule. Many people have been looking forward to the return of our powwows, anticipating the time to visit friends, powwow family from afar, and enjoy a good time of singing and dancing. However, due to the surge in COVID-19 cases with the Omicron variant, the Lincoln's Powwow Committee has decided to cancel the 2022 Lincoln's Powwow. It was decided that in order to keep our community, visitors, and powwow families safe from exposure, they decided to cancel this year's powwow, but are hoping to be able to move forward in 2023. The Central Oregon Intergovernmental Council has announced that the Cascades East Transit Community Connector Service has some changes that will take effect starting on February 5th. Their regional Community Connector Saturday service will be suspended until further notice due to ongoing driver shortages and low ridership. Routes that are affected include routes 20, 22, 24, 26, 28, 29, and 30 that included stops in Warm Springs all the way out to Bend, Sisters, and Prineville, among other areas. For schedules and updates, you can visit CascadesEastTransit.com. The Oregon Athletic Officials Association and the Oregon School Activities Association are recruiting for the high school spring sports seasons. There is an immediate need for umpires in baseball and softball. Becoming a high school official has several benefits, including staying involved in athletics, maintaining good physical condition, and earning money. The registration period for baseball and softball umpires ends April 22nd. If you are interested, you can register at osaa.org/officials. And in local sports, the Madras High School Lady Buffs are on the road today to Estacada in a league matchup and are looking to extend their current three-game winning streak. Estacada is looking to stop their two-game skid as they recently lost to Gladstone and Valley Catholic. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. Buff Boys Basketball is hosting Estacada today in league play. The boys are currently on a four-game losing skid and are hoping to get that elusive victory tonight, as Estacada is also on their own losing streak that they are trying to end. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. You can catch the boys' action live here on KWSO. In the NFL, playoff action continues this weekend in the divisional round of the playoffs, starting Saturday with Cincinnati taking a trip to Tennessee to take on the number one seed Titans, who are set to have running back Derrick Henry returning from injured reserve. Then on Saturday night, the lowest remaining seed in the playoffs are the San Francisco 49ers, who kept the Dallas Cowboys at home and are looking to get another road victory as they face off against the number one seed Green Bay Packers and MVP quarterback Aaron Rodgers. The Packers faced the 49ers in week 3 of the regular season, according to ESPN, and came away with a close 30-28 victory. Kickoff is set for 5:15 p.m. Saturday night. On Sunday, action starts with the LA Rams visiting the defending Super Bowl champions, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. During the regular season in Week 3, the Rams beat the Bucs at home 34-24 and are hoping for that kind of success again this Sunday. NFL divisional round playoff action ends Sunday night as the Buffalo Bills are on the road to Kansas City. The Bills are also hoping to come away with the victory as they went into Kansas City during the regular season in Week 5 and came away with a 38-20 victory. That's your news and sports. Reporting for KWSO News, I'm Duncan Bruno.